on the town.
都市猎影
from BBC Learning English.
Close your eyes and listen.
俩人
It sounds like you are in China.
But all these sounds are, in fact, from a sound installation in London.
我们在这里听到的声音啊，来自一个声音装置 ，a sound installation。这个声音装置呢，就在伦敦泰晤士河旁边的一个大厅里。这项活动也是英国庆祝中国文化的大型活动的一部分，而这项活动就叫做 China Now。
让每次的吸气延长一点。
Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Finn.
And I'm Sun Chen.
My name is Matthias. I'm an artist working mainly with sound. I'm particularly interested in soundscapes and city sounds.
That was Matthias Kispert.
Matthias 就是专门负责这个装置来让人们听到中国艺术家在中国录制的真实声响。Matthias 要做的工作就是把每天日常生活的声响都收录到声响风景当中去 Soundscapes 声响风景
Yes, you might know the word landscapes
山水风景
Well, these are like landscapes, but they're for your ears, not for your eyes. They're landscapes made of sound. Let's take a walk around.
What we hear, for example, are sounds of markets in China. That then sometimes contrasts with more modern shopping centers and the soundscapes we experience there.
We hear sounds of the traditional market contrasting with sounds from shopping centers.
菜市场的声响和购物中心声响的对比。
There's things like restaurants. Restaurants play quite a big part in the social life, obviously, in China.
Sounds of restaurants.
餐馆。
People working, you know, we have sounds of different factories, sounds of construction. Construction is happening loads, obviously.
Factories.
工厂。
Construction.
建筑工地。
Sounds of different forms of communication, you know, communication via the computer, via chat, people on the phone.
And communication.
人们之间的相互沟通。
So, in other words, lots of different everyday sounds from modern Chinese cities. The question is, why put them together into this sound installation?
我们还特别向 Matthias 问到了为什么要把这些声响组合在一起的原因。他在回答我们问题的时候提到了这么一个单词要特别注意 incidental, 偶然的不经意的。
The idea comes from the incidental character of urban soundscapes. You know, people living together and the sort of social aspect of the soundscape means that there's a lot of sound happening all around us and it tells us a lot about how people live together but at the same time it's a thing that just sort of happens that is very incidental, you know.
Okay, 这些表达的都是不经意的声响 incidental, 每天围绕在我们生活周围的声响。
Yes, and he said that these incidental sounds tell us a lot about the way people live together, although we might not normally notice them. He says that these sounds just sort of happen.
They just sort of happen. 这些声响在日常生活中随处发生。它们也是我们日常生活的一部分。当然，这就是为什么他对这些声响的社会属性很感兴趣。The social aspect.
And Matthias thinks that these different urban sounds help reflect the social and economic changes that China is going through at the moment.
They reflect, 反映了 the social and economic changes, 社会和经济生活在当今中国的变化。随着越来越多的英国人对中国越来越感兴趣，播放这些声响就能够帮助这里的英国人用一种崭新的视角去了解每天中国的普通生活。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
And that's about all we have time for in this edition of On the Town. Join us again next time to learn about interesting events and places in Britain while practicing your English.
如果你还想反复收听我们的节目，别忘了我们的网址是 www.bbcchina.com.cn.
That's www.bbcchina.com. www.bbc.co.cn. Bye for now.
Bye.